is important to try and understand the meaning of one moment, one time, one moment, one existence. We coexist with you in one moment, all and everything in one moment. You will never truly know this until you are in the metaphysical. But you can understand some of this. One moment is time. All and everything in the same moment. One. This is one. You have separated yourselves from the physical, but you are still only one. Whilst your illusion convinces you that you are separate, you are not. You are not separate. You are all connected in one moment as one. As are we all. It is the same thing. So you use your physical logic to try and understand how this works. You will not be able to understand this with your physical logic and your physical senses. This is impossible to apply. But you will get a feeling of how this works. We are here with you, always. We never left, because there is nowhere to go. As so are all the dimensions in one place, one time. You might say they are layered over each other. This is not perfectly correct, but it is the only way I can explain it to you. Knowing is being totally aware. You will never be totally aware of this in a physical form. In here, the energy is pure. It is clear. Out there, it is contaminated with all the energies that are being created from each and every one of you. Contaminated is the only word that I can think of to explain to you. But contaminated is not bad. Your words have created many words that incite into you a frequency and emotion of bad. You would consider the word contaminated bad. It is not bad. But it is the only word I can use to explain to you that you can relate to. It is diluted. The energy is diluted. it is complex, and here it is pure, it is clear. This is why we can communicate with you in here. It is clearer for you to understand. Out there, it is not, because of the contamination of the production of many energies, infinite, constantly, in one moment. Your physical human form is drawn to pure energy. You are all drawn to pure energy. This is the reason why you are drawn to grass, the country, the clear sky, and not the city. Not what you have created, but what has been created by you from the source. You will always be drawn to clear, pure energy and creation. It allows you to have peace. It prevents the speed that you can create within the world you have created. The speed that you can create contaminated energy, confusing for you in your conditioned world. This is why you are drawn to pure, natural, to nature, to the source. This is simplicity. Simplicity will bring awareness. Complexity will confuse you. And the more complexity you create, the more you want to create through fear. You believe you have to keep creating the complex world that you live in. You don't. Your technologies are not necessary for you to understand consciousness, to understand the source. It is far simpler than that. Your technologies will take you further away from the source, whilst they are fascinating to you. They will take you to a different kind of energy. They are not bad. Neither are they good. They are energy created by you, your creations, coming from the source, all one. And you must experience all and everything to become aware of this, to understand it. You would say again words. You would say, it is your job to form a better relationship with God, with the source. This is correct, but not in the way you think. You were never without. You are part of. You are knowing more. You are experiencing more the source, the creation, your creation, Your words, again I tell you, are so limited. They create emotional frequencies. They create energy which is incorrect because of the way you interpret that energy, the way you receive it. It is incorrect. It is very difficult for us to use language, the language you have created, to allow you to understand. It is very difficult. It is far easier to feel. The feeling is knowing. It is instant. It is without question. It is a cycle. For each and every within the physical, you have created time to continue the cycle. It is how you measure the distance between the cycle. You use your created time. You create the beginning. You create the end. Another illusion. It is a cycle within a cycle. What you have created is from the source. You create many of your own cycles within the cycle. There is only one cycle, but you have created many. And you try to rationalize this with time. Your imagination has created many things through your given senses. To know what others are thinking. You merely need to know yourself, because it is the same thing. You will sit for many hours trying to work out what others are thinking. You do not need to do this. You only need to know yourself. Then you will know. You will know exactly what they are thinking, how they feel. You cannot possibly know what others are thinking until you know yourself. Regardless of all the complexities that they have created, they are you. They are the same thing, as are we. This is why you cannot lay judgment on them. You are laying judgment upon yourself. It is like a mirror reflection. of you. If you initiate pain upon them, you are initiating pain upon yourself. If you help them, you are helping yourself. They are you. Know thyself. It is very simple. That is for all. It is for everybody. There is no differential between them. It may appear to you that they are different. They are not. Within, they are the same. Your illusions, your creations in your physical world will tell you that they are different. They are not different than you. They are the same. This is how you harmonize energy. This is how you create harmony, another word, is difficult for me to explain without this word. You know yourself, then you will know. Then you can apply. With your eyes, your physical senses, the formation of energy appears to you as though clouds form. You can see it. This is how it appears to you.